We'd like to welcome everybody out to our planning and zoning meeting, Moroni for Moroni City. Tuesday, August 4th, and the time is 6:02. We'd like to start by doing the Pledge of Allegiance.
If you all want to stand and do the Pledge of Allegiance with us.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, do we have a motion to start our meeting?
Motion to start the meeting.
Motion by Sarah Perry.
Second by Augustine.
Second by Augustine. Okay, we'll do a roll call. Josh Cook.
Sarah Perry.
Kaylee Pestwich.
Augustine Rodriguez.
Okay, we'll move on to item number two. Mindy Prestwich. Come on, you can come on up to the little pulpit thing there and we will get going on your fence proposal. She's got a fence she's proposed to do at 451 North, 200 East here in Moroni.
Yes.
She's in the residential one zone. And I've had an opportunity to look over it. All of you guys have had an opportunity to look over that. Does anybody have any questions that they can see on this? So it's all 6 foot in the back, correct? Drop down to 3.
On the south side.
Perfect. That's what we're seeing on the drawing here. So. Then it shows a 4 foot fence on the very
end. Yes.
The very end there.
Are you replacing it, or are you just keeping the one that was there?
What's that?
Are you replacing it or keeping the one that was there?
Oh, that one was there. It's coming down.
It's coming through.
It's already halfway down.
Yeah, it's already halfway down.
And they can do a 6 foot if they wanted there, right? Yeah.
Well,
we like that neighbor.
Another. I know you need a sound block.
Yeah, that's kind of annoying. Yeah.
Go outside until you hear the dog. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Maybe if they don't see it, it's coming out, they won't bark as much.
He's really like you.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't see any issues with it.
If you get it.
Yeah, looks like it matched or
matches
our. Maybe it had a camera on the guy's name.
Is it Fitzgerald guy?
Yeah, on that side anyway. Yeah. Pull off of it the length of where that fence needs to go as well. So, not only coming in, but.
Okay.
Just be careful.
And usually on fences, it's just between the two landowners, between you and your neighbor, so far as where you kind of put it. So. Yeah, I see everything looks good here, so. Do I have a motion to approve the fence, proposed fence for Mindy Prestwich?
Motion to approve.
Motion by Kaylee Prestwich.
Second by Augustine Burgess.
Second by Augustine. All in favor, Josh, yes.
Sarah, yes.
Kaylee, yes.
Augustine, yes.
Okay, it's unanimous. It's been approved. If you want to come in tomorrow, they'll have it all signed. Or do they have to have that signed for a fence? Yeah.
Yes.
So, yeah, you can just come in tomorrow and Ashley will
Give me till about 10 so I can get a council member to sign up.
Okay.
If you want, I can give you a call when that's ready.
Perfect. You can have to come and get signed.
Yeah.
Do you have any questions for us?
I get off work and you guys close.
Oh, okay.
What time do you get up?
Around 2.
And I'll be back at 4:30.
Where do you work at?
At Wasatch Academy.
In Mount Pleasant? You're here till 2:30?
You do me a favor. How about we just, I'll call you, and you can do a payment over the phone, and I'll drop it off at your house.
Okay.
Does that work?
Yeah.
Okay.
How much is that?
The fence permit, I think, is 25 or 50.
Okay. And then just call you?
Yep.
And your name's Ashley?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, mine's extension, too. So call me and we'll get you to somebody that can take the payment. And
then I'll just drop it off.
Yep.
Okay, that'll work.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. You guys have a good night. Okay, next on the agenda, number 3 is minutes. Anybody have any questions or comments on our minutes? Everything looked good to me, but
on the minutes, that was just
from
our meeting before, so he was absent.
So Augustine won't be able to, because he was absent.
Okay. Yep. So yeah, you can just not say anything where he wasn't here. So. Okay. Do I got a motion to approve last month's minutes?
Motion to approve minutes, Sarah.
Motion by Sarah Perry.
I'll second that.
Second by Kelly Prestwich. All in favor? Josh, or I, Josh Cook. Yes.
Sarah Perry, yes. Kelly Prestwich, yes.
Okay, it's unanimous. The minutes were approved. Okay, has anybody got anything they want to bring up or any report of anything that you can think of in the city or anything for that matter?
I was talking to Ashley just the other day, Josh, about the light in the corner.
Okay.
Just like flashing. Sometimes it's
okay.
Off sometimes. And that big tree that is on my neighbors, but I believe it's on the city limits.
Okay.
So it's getting scary a little.
Okay.
So
there's a light that's flashing, just kind of
stoplight.
Like one of the city lights.
Yeah.
Like the
big street lights.
Right,
it's right up here on this corner. Okay. And right on the hill? So was it literally right here?
Yeah. On the next block. On this road.
Okay.
And that light helps us a lot. You know, like people walking a little bit here and there.
Yeah.
A lot of our street lights are out.
Yeah.
In Moroni, a lot. Like down our 200 East, our street, there's a lot that are out.
If you see them, will you call me?
Yeah.
Or tell me what blocks they're on?
Yeah.
And we'll get a list.
I'm an old lady, so I'm usually not out at night. But when I am.
When she is, she notices.
I always leave mine on my outside. And I have cameras on my house. But it might help a little.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. For sure.
Equipment stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Just, yeah, either you can call me or Ashley.
I drove down and looked at it. I've got to get with Brennan and see. I don't know whose responsibility, like where it, we got to figure out where it sits and whose responsibility it is to take care of. But
is it just causing like visibility issues, or is it like
the wind gets blown? He's worried about it coming down.
Yeah, that's not good.
It's pretty tall.
Oh yeah.
And it has somehow it has like a chain that they put a chain on me.
Oh, grew into it.
And now it's like in the middle of the branches.
Oh.
And
it's not branches or branches.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't blame you for.
Yeah.
Before you hurt somebody or something.
Yeah. Nope, that's good.
Other than that, I think it's fine.
Okay. I don't think I have anything. You don't have anything, Ashley?
No. I do have a question. On the 6 month thing, you know how they put that new, like, you have to start it within the 6 months?
Oh, yeah.
I guess, how is that being enforced? Yeah, I can, like...
Monitored?
Yeah, monitored, enforced.
So far, I don't think we
Not so far, yes, but I'm just wondering, like, in the future...
I think we've kind of just been keeping it, like...
Because, like, the arenas, they haven't even started still.
Cervantes.
Yeah.
Early.
Yeah.
And so that's been, what, 2 months?
That
I
was,
just wonder...
That was... We didn't have one last month, right?
No.
So that was,
two months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I just didn't
know. So yeah, they've got 4 months
how
left.
How that gets monitored, how that...
So what, November? She's got till November to get started.
Yeah.
So I guess just kind of... So far, it's just been us. I don't know that I've ever had one not... be started within that 6 month window.
But I think that's why they
put
that in there, right?
Right before
yes.
before I started, there was one. And then we sent a letter out saying that their that their zoning permit had been revoked.
Oh,
but
okay.
that's the one I'm thinking
then,
about. Then the zoning ordinance changed.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes.
And then they couldn't even come back in.
And they weren't happy?
Yeah, because the plans changed, I think, is the one who's
okay.
But then
which
we
that
so we
makes
call
sense
over,
because you can't just
we also
down.
Call over to the county, like to the building inspector, and let them know like we've pulled that
okay,
permit.
Okay.
Like, so they can't take that and be like we want to get
now
the
they can't take it because
mm-hmm.
they've got it signed once
mm-hmm.
and if they go submit it with their account then
yep.
okay.
And you've got the packets.
Yeah, we keep the we
you
keep
keep
a copy
the,
of all the packets on file.
Yeah. So yeah, good question. So.
And then just the other one we need to kind of finish is if we see something that's like they've done a fence.
Yeah.
How, I mean, because like this person had to wait a month because they did
mm-hmm.
it the right way and somebody down the road
so has somebody,
had it done.
So has somebody put
they
one
already
in?
Did, yeah, they did that final fence down the road. The corner.
Oh,
the,
yes.
The, yeah,
I just noticed that the other day.
Did they have an existing fence there?
They did.
Yeah.
There was an existing one. So you know where Rod Louder lives?
It's that blue.
So what's if there's an existing fence there, you can just rebuild.
They're supposed to still
they're
come
still
in.
Supposed to come in.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I thought.
But yes.
Yeah, they did. They did put one up.
But do they have to be approved? What did you guys, I feel like this is clear as can be until it's not clear as can be.
I know.
Existing fences. If you're just replacing an existing fence, do you have to have a fence permit?
I'll have to dig in and
okay.
read. Because it's the same height and everything, I think, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was like a wood fence
yes,
before. It was a 6 foot tall, and they just replaced it with a
vinyl.
6 foot vinyl.
Okay.
And they did the low fence in the front and everything. I mean, it would be within
like they follow.
Yeah.
But that's great.
I just yeah. Just
yeah,
like,
for sure. Because
see, like,
so I'll be honest, shit. It does come down to just all of us. If you see something,
so what happens? Like, do they just go?
They have to take it down.
They have to take it down and start over.
They just have if it was wrong, then yes, obviously. But
yeah.
They just come and get the permit and pay for the permit.
Kind of like with the storage container thing,
okay.
Like people that have brought storage containers in already without getting a permit, as long as it's sitting on the back part of their property. Not up by their house, not blocking their own things like that. We're just allowing them to come in, draw the map of where it's at, and pay the fee to where. With encouragement of in the future.
Just to make it more fair.
Yeah, here's the knowledge to please come in and
get
a permit.
And then we'll just do whatever we can. I mean, if I've got to go out or and mention something to them, and then if they don't, then.
It's
like if we saw a shed starting to be built, I guess in my opinion it's better just to talk to them and say, hey.
And sheds under 200 square feet are fine without a building
permit.
Yes.
Yeah.
But anything over that.
Yeah.
Because those ones like down the road from us, I think they turned them into chicken coops or something. But
and
at first I was like,
At first I was too, but they're not over 200.
Mm-mm, no.
I think there was, yeah.
And that's not very big. That's a 20 by 10.
Yeah.
So. Okay. Well, that works. Anything else? Good. Okay. Have I got a motion to adjourn our meeting?
Motion to adjourn.
A motion by Sarah Perry.
Second
by Augustine. Okay, and the time is 6:17.
Wow.